Also, a wonderful good morning from my side. Just to add a few words to the lead party's intervention and to what Sonja has said, to further highlight and emphasize that the topic of climate change is a very much cross-cutting topic across all the program areas, as they have been suggested in the draft program of work. If you think, for example, of the impact of a changing climate on the likelihood of emergence of waterborne diseases, we can clearly see the link to program area number 2. If we think, for example, about safe and efficient management, which is about program area 5, there's a clear push and move internationally also to use these instruments, water and sanitation safety plans, to use them as a basis also for ensuring and increasing the climate resilience of such services. And as already mentioned by Anna Maria in her intervention, there's also that strong alignment between the COP26, so previous COP health program that was agreed in Glasgow, which is calling upon member states to work on climate resilient and climate smart healthcare systems, healthcare facilities. And I think that component also includes a clear reference to WASH resilience in terms of climate change. So there are a lot of opportunities also for integrating existing agendas and bringing in the protocol agenda into these ongoing efforts as we know them ongoing. So I just wanted to reiterate kind of that integrated fashion. Secondly, as it was presented yesterday by Hungary on the emphasis of the ministerial conference coming up next year in July in Budapest, this conference will focus on 3 main pillars, which is climate change, environmental pollution, and loss of biodiversity. And you can see that climate change is really also up in the on the front of that conference. And as we speak, the draft outcome document is being discussed under the European Environment and Health Task Force. And I can reassure you that climate change is featuring very prominently, including the references that we see to the water, sanitation, and hygiene agenda. And I can just also invite all delegates here as focal points to the protocol on water and health, also to discuss and reach out to the national focal points of the European environment and health process to make sure that these linkages are strengthened so that we have a strong outcome also when it comes to climate resilient water and sanitation services at the Budapest conference. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.